Poetry calls us to pause by Elizabeth Brule Farrell. Your vision will become clear only when you look into your own heart. Carl Jung. I have been writing poems since childhood. My notebook became a friend with whom I could have a quiet dialogue. This relationship has continued and sustained me for decades. It is in observing the small things that make up a daily life that calls me into making a poem. It is the simple topic, a commonality that I choose to explore, so when I walk down a street, open a can of soup, view a fading poster on the wall, or imagine what I might write in wet cement, I ask myself what am I noticing and what is my response in the moment. The action of allowing a pause to set down words without knowing their direction, following a free flow of a spontaneous impulse, always leads to a discovery for me. This gives shape to what becomes a poem. A coming together in the moment of what is given to me, the writer, and what then is offered to you, the reader. We meet each other in this way. For everyone, taking the exit to the city. You pass bleak alleyways, chic restaurants, someone sitting on the sidewalk stoned. He cannot even crawl to the trash to retrieve half-eaten muffins. He is the pavement, a part of the scenery, a broken monument. No one sees anymore. I pause, thinking he is someone's brother, son, father, husband, uncle, friend, who used to belong somewhere else but has lost the address, the will, the mind, and cannot move from this place. I say hello. I try and make it the holiest hello ever said, in a tone that really means, I know you, I love you. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Alphabet soup. It's easier to open a can. Watch the letters float. The spoon swirls in the broth, catching a word to swallow. There is bread to break, and a prayer to be said. Not for miracles, but for the ordinary. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. The changing field. Under my arm I carried home the print, in its cardboard tube from the gallery. A frame was built and glass cut to fit over Van Gogh's yellow wheat. Years of sunlight through the window gradually bleached the colors, changing the warm open field into a barren desert. But the birds, their wings, never left the sky. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Hope. I want to write the word, letter by letter, as you would with a stick in the sand, or a finger in the dirt. Each letter, magnified on the ground, four letters, shaped by a shoe tip, or the edge of a rock. A wish, in wet cement. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Grateful acknowledgement to the following publications where the poems first appeared. The Awakenings Review, 2020, For Everyone, Spillway, 2016, Alphabet Soup, Poetry East, 2011, The Changing Field, Watch My Rising, 2016, Hope.